Good morning, Kent. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. And I just want to thank you from all of us here at Z100 and River Radio to everybody over at ISIN, because March is going to be something for you guys for St. Jude. What all do you have planned, Glenn?
Well, we've got a lot of great activities going towards a great cause. Starting off on Friday, March 1st, we've got a hot dog sale, and that'll be at lunch. So our team members will be cooking hot dogs, and they can purchase those, and then the proceeds will go towards St. Jude's. And that's all going to be coordinated by volunteer activity in terms of getting the food ready and serving it. Then the following Friday on March 8th, we allow our team members that can bring in slightly used ISIN shirts, and we'll be selling those. So kind of a win-win. People get a chance to get some different shirts, and then the money from those will also go towards St. Jude's. And then on March 15th, we've got a penny march. So we'll have some children coming in through the plant and walking through the office area and break room and be collecting money. People can donate anything from a penny on up to whatever they want. So a lot of really great activity going on in the month of March.
It really is, and we appreciate it a ton. I was out there for a bake sale and a baked goods cook-off, I guess you'd call that. I believe, was it over $1,600 that was raised for that? I mean, it was some crazy amount of money just in one day. So there's going to be some amazing things happen at ISIN Manufacturing. But I did want to mention this. There's a letter of declaration, and it's signed by the president of ISIN. And what is this gentleman's name?
That's Mr. Nakanishi.
And I'm going to share this on our website and on our social media. You guys could do a lot of things in the month of March, and there's a lot of great charities out there, but to choose St. Jude, is this something that, you know, you've heard about in the past or is just brought to your attention, thought, yeah, let's do this?
We've done some things to support St. Jude's over the years, and I really want to give credit to our staff, too. These activities are led by our staff, and we have numerous team members volunteering to support. And honestly, that leadership and support and just the pride that they take in that is extremely inspirational. Mm-hmm. So we have done things in the past. This year, though, they're taking it up another level. So we've got two or three different activities that are new for us this year, which you mentioned, the bake sale, the hot dog lunch, and the T-shirt sale. So those are all new for us to expand this.
It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see a lot of ISIN employees be helping us out the last Thursday and Friday of March for our St. Jude Radiothon, working our call center in here at River Radio Studios. But I was going to ask you, too, about how many employees do you think are at ISIN in Marion, Illinois?
Well, at ISIN Manufacturing, we've got 1,400.
Wow, that's great. And I took a tour of probably what was about 25% of your facility. And I just wonder if people really know, as they're driving up and down Route 13, you guys have this amazing facility right here creating all of these jobs, and your products go all over the world, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The parts that are made here in Marion, Illinois are sent across the world, and big customers like Toyota and GM and Subaru. And our team members take a lot of pride in the parts they build because they go on vehicles that are purchased and every day.
Well, I'm telling you, it is a phenomenal place, a wonderful company, and teaming up for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in a huge way here in the month of March. So I would just say this, if there are team members with ISIN listening to the broadcast this morning, don't forget your hot dog lunch is today, your T-shirt sale is next Friday, and then there's a penny march on the 15th, and it's just something right here with ISIN Manufacturing. Glenn Edwards, I just appreciate your time, sir, so much, and once again, thank you from all of us here at Z100.
Thank you. Glad to do it.